A few years ago, Garrett Bradley began taking Greyhound bus trips from her home in New York down to New Orleans. On these cross-country trips, Bradley would talk to her fellow passengers, asking them questions.
Questions about what it is they kind of wanted in life and where they were going and how they planned on getting what they wanted.
She ended up with long transcripts of these conversations and an idea for a movie that she took with her to film school at UCLA. But after 2 years in California, she began to feel that odd gravitational pull coming from New Orleans once again. So she left.
I just put a bunch of stuff in my car and drove across the country, then moved down to New Orleans and met people really quickly, and just like people do when they come down here.
She turned those Greyhound transcripts into a screenplay and then set out to tap into the vaunted New Orleans film scene she'd heard so much about to get her movie made.
It was something that I had been told, that film was something that was happening here, that there was an industry for it, and therefore some level of support for independent filmmakers.
But
when I got here, I didn't feel that that was so true. There wasn't any casting director really who I felt was particularly interested in what I was doing. They were shooting really big films, and that was cool, but they were like, sorry, you know, I don't know what this is you're doing, but we're not going to get into it, right?
So Bradley took matters into her own hands. Her film has three main characters based on three distinct archetypes that kept showing up on her Greyhound trips. A single mother trying to do something bigger with her life, a young black man with a criminal record trying to gain legal employment, and a wealthy college-educated kid who doesn't know what to do with himself.
I just went to Craigslist and I said, are you one of these three people? I put flyers up in front of federal buildings, or across the street from federal buildings. I went to women's clinics. I went by college campuses, and then I sat at Hay Cafe pretty much every day from like 9 to 6 p.m. for several months and met almost hundreds of people who fit this demographic and eventually boiled it down to three main characters.
She eventually found her three actors, only one of whom had any prior acting experience. She assembled a 7-person crew, raised a few thousand dollars through Kickstarter, and spent 16 days shooting her film, Below Dreams. The film premiered at this spring's Tribeca Film Festival and follows three characters living in New Orleans. They're all trying to get their lives on track, but keep coming up against some tough realities.
I think it's about wanting something that's really close, but that you can't quite get.
The film is shot verite documentary style, and Bradley says some people mistake it for a documentary. That blurring of the lines, though, is just fine with her.
It's a narrative, but it's dealing with real issues. And so as a filmmaker, it was about picking three people who I felt like could speak to a large demographic, but then also experimenting with a new way of engaging with film, a new way of engaging with narrative that's neither this nor that, that can't be pinned down in the same kind of way.
That bold, raw approach can be seen in one of the movie's climactic scenes, in which Leanne, the single mother character, soaks in a bath as life's circumstances are closing in around her.
Yeah.
I know you're busy right now, but man, we need to talk about what's going to happen here in the next couple of weeks, because I got people that are coming in to stay here and stuff, and I need to know when you're going to be moving, you know? Have you made a decision yet about where you're going to go?
I told you I'm going to look at a house tomorrow.
Yeah, but man, you know, you said you're going to move to another city, and then you think you're going to stay, and nothing sounds real, you know, solid. Like, what do you think you're going to do? What one's looking better?
I don't know yet.
We don't move from her at all. We're pretty much on her the entire time, and there's dialogue that's happening sort of off screen that she's responding to. And it's a very relentless, you know, I had a lot of people say to me when I was in the editing process, like, the scene is too long. You need to cut it. You need to edit it. You need to make it dynamic in some kind of way. And I thought, well, why? You know, we need to be with her in the most kind of extreme way.
So if that means some viewers might be put off by such a long shot, well,
that's also the nature of filmmaking. I think it's just, or making art is sort of like this game. It's this play. You create things and people can engage with it in different kinds of ways. And they may dislike it or they may like it, but there's a feeling that's elicited. And that's kind of the whole point.
The film's a wrap, but Bradley remains in town. She's hoping folks in the city can see the film at the next New Orleans Film Festival and is working on a new project for the upcoming art biennial, Prospect 3. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.